Welcome back, Keshi, to part three and the last part of our interview.
Thank you, Mr. Tsuma.
Yeah, I think in my view, you have been extremely very successful in terms of so many aspects of your life. And I want us to touch on this last aspect, which is really the professional role that you are playing now at Cometa in the two organizations, the agency and the NPO. And then, of course, I want us to just to listen to you taking us through the journey through the corporate to where you are now, where you are in a consulting role. I mean, anybody who has gone through the technical type of education to land up in a consulting environment, and then, of course, being a board member of the agency of Cometa and the NPO. If that is not the success, then I don't know what it is. What do you think?
Thank you, Mr. Tsema. It's humbling, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. And I believe for each and every step or each and every decision which I had to take to where I am today, I really believe that Cometa really contributed in terms of where I am. It was not only having the brains, but you have to have the physique, as you have highlighted.
Yeah.
You had to have the networks, friends which you can rely on, brothers. So it was a holistic development, as I say, which I got and which I would like us to continue to sustain, so that we can be able to grow more young men and young girls to be able to be good citizens for our country and our communities.
Yes. And for those who don't know, I mean, maybe the two structures that you are part of at Cometa, you want to share with them, the Sports Development Agency,
yes,
and then the Friends and Supporters Club.
Yes. As you had, I was relating to the youth development. I'm currently one of the board member into the Cometa Friends and Supporters Club and the Cometa Sports Development Agency. With more aim and focus in ensuring that we inform, we develop, and we empower our people. And currently there's been a lot of programs which we are involved. For example, the Khotla program, with the COVID-19 obviously disturbed our monthly Khotla program, which we, the last one which we attended, it was in April. It was the 2020 Development Summit. So it's ensuring that we use those programs to be able to invite all interested parties and discussing some of the issues which are affecting, and coming up with programs as Cometa, and see how we can be able to resolve some of those issues. We impart knowledge. We ask people to come and share some of their experiences, obviously from the speakers which we have been getting into this Lekhotla, the facilitation, and even the interaction with other members who are joining from other countries as well. It has been a highly enlightening exercise which we hoping in the coming few months will resume with that kind of a program. Yeah. So there are so many programs which if you would like to know about some of these programs, you can visit our website in order for you to see some of the programs which we constantly are promoting and are involved in, so that you can be able to participate, and so that we can be able to be a really good citizen, not only for our communities, but our country.
Absolutely. And of course, I think your life story has also demonstrated that we are part of a complete, of a whole. We are part of a bigger picture, which is the country.
Yeah.
Our professional development and our small organizations' contribution added together make a huge contribution. But yours is a little bit more of a jump leap, because, as I said, you have gone through quite a number of corporate life positions.
Yeah.
Maybe take us through that. What positions have you occupied to get to a point where now, in all those companies that you said you have been working for, you progress to? Maybe to inspire the young people out there so they can have desire to follow the type of the journey that you followed.
Yeah, I after I left Val, which I highlighted before, I've done my trainings with Sasol in Sasolburg. That was my practicals. Mm-hmm. That's where the interest of being in petrochemical industry came in.
Mm-hmm.
But the real interest, it was having to really understand how to be really more informed in whenever you're making decisions in terms of whether it's a mm-hmm. refinery, whether you are in design. So that ultimately, I went to the design school in order to understand all the drawings. You wouldn't believe, Mr. Tsema, I can do from house plans to electrical drawing, mechanical drawing. I've done, it's called a multidisciplinary office drafting course, where you are taught all types of drawings in the engineering environment.
Mm.
So
mm.
With that, because the drawing, it's actually what we term in engineering, the drawing, it's the Bible of an engineer. If you don't understand the drawing, and you cannot be able to communicate, it's how in engineering office they communicate. So you should be able to understand the drawing in terms of reading and redrawing or drawing, so that you can be able to communicate your ideas. So that's when I went to that African Academy. It was based on Boxbeck at Bateman. Now it moved to Spartan. From then, selected few to be taken through a program by Fluor Daniels. It's called Fluor SA to specialize in piping. That's where my line of interest was in. Fluor Daniels is a engineering EPCM company in petrochemical industry. The Sasol, which you see in Secunda, the first plant was built by Fluor. So from the first plant, even now they're still in the same industry. So as a trainee, a piping engineer trainee, spent 2 years. After 2 years, I was appointed associate design engineer for a year. Then I became a piping engineer. I spent five year 9 months with Fluor Daniels. Then I joined Thyssen Group as a piping material engineer. I worked for Thyssen Group for 6 years as piping material engineer, and 3 years as a piping, as a field service engineer at Glorcorp. So from then, that 3 years, I needed the 3 years to be, why field service engineer? I needed to be in the field in order to get an exposure on hands-on, not only in the design office, so that I can be able to really interact with clients, be able to understand even the markets in terms of our country. The opportunity to us, the exposure specifically into mining, material handling into mining. I can tell you of all the mining towns in South Africa, I've been to those mining towns. I've traveled, I've crisscrossed the country, and I've learned that even whenever, if you have never been exposed to the mining industry in South Africa, you don't know what South Africa is all about in terms of what controls its economy, or what really ticks in terms of the engineering side. Because if you remember, when mining in terms of South Africa, it was leading worldwide. The technologies and the ways of doing things, it was actually being some of, we're the benchmark of other countries in terms
the
of mining.
Australia and the Canada of this world came to learn from us.
So with that, I had, it was in preparation in addition to write for my GCC, which is a government certificate of competency, of which I wrote in 2018 and I passed. I'm a certified engineer. Not only you have a certified engineer, which you mean there is a board exam which you have to go through, not only a degree and experience in EXA. So I'm a qualified PR technologist, professional technologist, in terms of my qualification and experience. In addition, I went through a board exam to be a certified engineer. So member of EXA, member of SIMEC, which is South African Institute of Mechanical Engineer, and member of South African Corrosion Institute of Southern Africa. Then currently I'm working as a project development engineer for ENSCO. ENSCO is a consulting firm.
Which company is that?
It's called ENSCO. It's a consulting firm which is supporting Shell globally in terms of developing projects for their terminals. So that's the position which I am in. And in this role, in addition, I wrote last year for, that's why I'm a project engineer. I wrote for my PMP, which is Project Management Professional exam last year, which I passed. I'm a qualified PMP, project manager. So in this role, we develop projects in terms of initiating project, looking at opportunities, looking at development in terms of policies from country to country, and develop project for our clients. So that's the role which I am in. Until it's development of project, until it's a full turnkey, until execution of project, depending on the phase of the project.
Wonderful. This is a great story. This is a great story to tell the great 12 who are still figuring out what they want to become. They don't have to let go of their football. They don't have to let go of their interest. They just need to be balanced, healthy, and dedicated. Yes. Have you ever gone back to your village and reflect with fellow and village guys, and specifically also your family? Have you? I'm asking the obvious question, probably, but I mean this. I'm perhaps this podcast, this broadcast, could could do that work for you if you're running out of ways to say thank you, mommy and daddy, and everybody else that contributed to this young boy growing up in those areas to where you are.
Mr. Tsema, I learned early. I remember when you interviewed Mr. Mohlala. Some of the programs which they were overseeing, some of the department, there were a program called the Career Information Society at VAL, which we early learned that for there were a lot of challenges which our fellow brothers and sisters were encountering whenever they had to adjust from being. I can tell you some of us, when we moved to when we moved to Institution of Higher Learning, it was the first our first experience sitting in front of a computer. You'll be shocked to understand to be able to understand some of the frustrations or some of the challenges, some of those
to adapt, to realize
this thing can be learned. Yes, we didn't have an opportunity in high school to go through this, but this you can be able to learn, you can be able to. So those were some of the things which I traveled even from institution to institution in terms of interaction and in terms of seeing how we can be able to assist some of those learners who, so that we can bridge that gap between Institution of Higher Learning. Early, I was a chairperson for that institution. I was involved in that early. So I learned to say that it does not mean challenges which I've faced, some of the people who come after me should be able to face the same challenges. So imparting knowledge in each and every space which I occupy, it's one of the things which I've learned it, that you'll never lose anything in terms of sharing knowledge. You can share knowledge. Some people will be able to really they will really appreciate that and even learn from it and take, and even for me, it's about a person like you, Mr. Tsema, imparting those skills, whether it's leadership, whether it's taking us by the hand, ensuring that we perform whatever task you have been given. I believe even it's for me, those things, as it's been shared, it's for us to be able to impart, to be able to share with others, to take along others. Even where I am, I ensure that I make a few minutes to be able to interact. Whether it's a young star, what are you doing? At what grade are you in? What are you your plans into? Besides sports, what kind of other things are you involved in? Those are some of the things. Just having that sense of having to be aware of where you are, and it takes that, and it can change someone's life sometimes.
Beautiful. In 1 minute, what is your message to your former peers, current and future members of Cometa? And also, you can wrap up for us.
My message to the Cometa family, it's we have been, for lack of better word, we have been cooked in this pot. We have been doing trainings. We have been doing programs. Until we further ensure that we apply ourselves, you don't get to know how much you know until you apply yourself. So there's more. We have been equipped. We should go out there. Communities needs us to be able to equip them with the knowledge and the experience which we went through. In whatever space or in whatever area which you occupy, let's ensure that we continue to impact and to be able to share our knowledge and contribute. And not to forget to say, we have to continue to share impact knowledge and actively promote healthy lifestyle and a balanced one.
Lovely. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the pioneer himself, Mr. Keshi, Captain, my Captain, Busete Matole. Thank you very much, Keshi, for your lovely story. We thank you also for your openness and the generosity with so much insight that could change lives out there.
Thank you, Mr. Tsema. Thank you. It has been a pleasure. Okay, please.
Lovely. Bye. Goodbye.